nigga.
Stop. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
All right, good to hear, man. You know, there's a little snow falling. And
a little?
Yes, yeah, not a lot of snow, man. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, you look at it, the flakes are real small. It's starting to accumulate some, but it's, you know, it's not like you're expecting a blizzard. And I don't know what they're talking about here in Waukesha. You know, but it doesn't look like you're talking about huge numbers of snow. Inches, you know, maybe several inches at the most. But it was a little slippery coming in. But other than that, man, the roads are pretty good. So, you know, we can't act like we haven't driven in snow before, man. I know we haven't had much this year. But it's not so bad anyway.
Yeah, it isn't.
Yeah, you know, anyway, man, I got a lot to talk about, believe it or not, as always. And I want to begin, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. I'm only going to be on this for a moment. Here's... You know, what I don't understand, and, you know, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, Aaron Rodgers, and this is on the Packers brass. It is absolutely unforgivable that they made a decision to pay Aaron Rodgers almost, you know, I mean, $150 million to a guy 38 years old playing pro football. And everybody celebrated that they brought him back. Well, he had won two MVPs in a row. And so after all, we love Aaron. We love you, Aaron, is what you'd always hear people say. We love you. And how in the world can anybody justify? And, you know, the Packers are always looked at as one of the best organizations in the entire sports world, not just football. But how can anyone justify that the Packers were going to owe or are going to owe Aaron Rodgers at 39 or 40 years old $60 million next year? How did somebody sit down and sign a contract to pay Aaron Rodgers $60 million next year? There's nobody in this listening audience or anywhere else that can justify having saddled the team with a $60 million death sentence for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I understand at the time people were worried about Aaron not coming back. We love you, Aaron, about Aaron not coming back. But $60 million, and this was all hailed as great news at the time of the signing. And I don't think anybody really focused on, okay, we for sure they wanted him back this year, this past season, because he had just won consecutive, MVPs. But now you get to stop and look at what these people have done. $60 million for a 39-year-old guy. Next season, we love you, Aaron. Yeah, is the refrain. And so the management of the Packers knuckle under to the we love you, Aaron crowd. And really put the Packers in a horrible, horrible situation. Because anybody who watched the Packers this past season noticed that Aaron Rodgers, you know, is not the same guy he was 2 years ago. Come on. None of us, as we age, are going to continue to beat Father Time. Tom Brady has done a great job of defeating Father Time for a moment. Or not defeating Father Time, but at least having a respite and holding Father Time in abeyance. But anybody who watched him this season saw that Father Time is going to be the winner, as she always, or he always is. And again, $60 million for 1 year for Aaron. That we love you, Aaron crowd, who kind of put the pressure on the Packers to do what they did. The Packers now realize, and I'm hearing them say, we don't have $60 million to pay Aaron next year. Oh, you don't? No kidding. You marshaled this, you did the best you could to sacrifice other parts of the team to pay him $50 million this last year. You know, and there's no way possible a $60 million price tag that you can justify bringing him back. The other part of it is, you know, whether he wants to come back or not is immaterial. You can't bring him back. You don't have $60 million that you're going to be able to, again, waste on a guy like Aaron Rodgers, no matter how much we love you, Aaron crowd is going to be frustrated and say the things that they say. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, only for this first segment of the show. Wondering what your thoughts are. You know, season's over. I'm listening to Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron clearly knows the chances of the Packers ponying up $60 million to him aren't going to happen. The problem is that the Packers have forced themselves into a corner, because even if they traded Aaron Rodgers, they're going to have to eat a portion of that $60 million contract, because nobody's going to accept bringing in a guy almost 40 years old and paying him $60 million, no matter if he was the MVP 2 years prior or if he was God in a football uniform. Not going to happen. But that's what, you know, the Packers have done, and they were forced to do it again. Mainly because of the We Love You, Aaron crowd. And I know it's early on, and then I'm listening to Aaron. Well, I don't know if I really want to come back, and, you know, I don't know if I want to play football anymore. Come on, man. $60 million on the table. And a young man in life at 40 can add on another $60 million to his portfolio once in a lifetime, he's coming back. Even if he could only crawl, he's coming back, and he's going to play another year of football, maybe two. No telling where it's going to be, but clearly it's not going to be in Green Bay. Clearly it's not going to be at $60 million. This is still just, you know, amazing and mind-boggling to me. You know, he'll be the highest paid quarterback in football. And clearly he is nowhere near the best quarterback in football anymore. He's so far removed from that, the guys who signed that contract ought to be fired. But again, they did not want to deal with the fallout of the "We love you, Aaron" crowd. Packers are now in a tough situation. And I wonder if the people are going to hold them accountable for having put the team, which has always been pretty fiscally solvent, prior to the decisions that were made last year to make sure that they kept Aaron Rodgers around that supposedly the next 3 years, the next 2 years. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let me appeal to you. This is Ted Cruz on yesterday. Fox News Business Hour with, you know, Larry Kudrow. Or Kudlow. Cruz took aim at Biden during a Tuesday appearance on the Fox Business show, Kudlow, suggesting that the president may be guilty of major crimes by keeping the documents and demanding the FBI search the properties of his son, Hunter, to find more. The FBI needs to search the residences of Hunter Biden and any business offices Hunter Biden to determine if there are classified materials there, Cruz said. If these classified materials in particular implicate Burisma, Ukraine, Communist China, payments going to Hunter Biden or Joe Biden's brother or the Biden family, he continued, then this shifts from a political problem to a very serious problem of criminal liability and major crimes. Cruz was, and so we've heard the Republicans refrain over the last several weeks as some of these documents were found in Joe Biden's possession. And it is the most damaging thing that has ever happened. He's a criminal, has been the refrain from Republicans. We must get to the bottom of it. This is done too easy. We need to have an investigation, has been the refrain and the cry. The president of the United States did something as egregious as anything that has ever happened in the nation's history. He has endangered our nation. The cry and the refrain has been from Republicans. But something happened yesterday while Senator Cruz was bemoaning what Joe Biden has done and how criminal he has been in having these documents in his possession. Guess what? They found out former Vice President, the recent former Vice President, Mike Pence, they found documents in his possession. So just to show you what we're dealing with when you're talking about Republicans, Cruz was then asked about the Pence fine. The senator protested that it was too early to pass similar judgment on the former vice president. What? Huh? Too early. The very same thing that he just got through crucifying and vilifying President Joe Biden for having done. And they find out Mike Pence has done the exact same thing from the exact same position, vice president and not president. They lamented constantly, the Republicans. Well, at least Donald Trump was the president. He had a right to. But Mike Pence was the vice president. I'll see if they'll say that exact same thing. We know they won't. He said that Pence was a good friend and insisted that his situation was very different from Biden's, despite both men apparently keeping classified documents after serving as vice president. So what made it different, Senator Cruz? Well, Mike Pence is a friend of mine. Oh. Now I understand. Justice and righteousness is used only for those that aren't your friends. The Mike Pence story, it's still early, Cruz said. You know, Mike Pence, he's a good friend. He's a good man. He's explained where these came from. That was a mistake, but there's no reason to think this was anything but inadvertent. Oh. Why? What's the difference, Senator Cruz? Well, Mike's a good man. He's a friend. And so I don't think we need to go after him. This is very different from what Joe Biden has done, he added. Biden has given zero explanation how these classified documents got there, and in particular, he has given no explanation as to how the documents, were there from the time of his time in the Senate. Cruz was called out for the comments on social media a short time later, with some accusing the Texas Republican of hypocrisy. What is the definition of hypocrisy? What is the definition of hypocrisy? Different standards for the same offense. This is what he's done. He's not alone. He won't be the only one excusing away Mike Pence. Every Republican, including those in this audience, are going to be excusing the fact that Mike Pence has those documents himself in his possession. I guarantee you, not one Republican who's listening is going to call here and say that Mike Pence and what he did is equivalent to what then Vice President Joe Biden did. Not one. So when you talk about hypocrisy, come on, man. Come on. Ted Cruz, in the middle of his tirade, was caught red-handed in his lie. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're excited about our new and still growing civic media network of radio stations, and we're doing something big to celebrate. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Save the date. Tomorrow, January 26th, you'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our network for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow only on January 26th. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. And that's the only day that we're going to do this. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and be part of the conversation happening there. Some rules apply. Full details of our on our website, civicmedia.us/million. And be sure to let everyone know you heard about the $1 million advertising giveaway on the Earl Ingram Show. Before we go to the phone lines, I was talking about Ted Cruz and the kind of a hypocrite he is. You know, that was a time when if you were a hypocrite, you tried to cover that up. You didn't want to. It wasn't something you would be proud to be called, right? Who would love for somebody to say to you that you're really a bald-faced liar? You're a person who is willing to compromise truth. That's what a hypocrite is. So before we go to the phone lines again, Ted Cruz was pontificating about Joe Biden and what should be done about, you know, him and his having these documents illegally and his son should basically be drawn and quartered, and everything that he owns, they need to basically, you know, check out his underwear to see if whether or not he's got some illegal documents in his underwear. Well, not quite that bad, but anyway, you know, you get the drift. He's a criminal, and in the midst of that, it turns out that former Vice President Mike Pence got the same thing at his home. But Ted Cruz wants to explain away that. So let me do this. Joe Walsh, a former Republican congressman and 2020 presidential candidate, Republican, he's talking about Ted Cruz. Can I just say that Ted Cruz sucks? This is coming from a Republican, and he can say that not just about Ted Cruz, but for every other Republican who will take the same tack with this as Ted Cruz, including those in this listening audience. He doesn't have the honesty, the decency, nor the fair-mindedness to simply say it was wrong for Biden to have classified docs at home, and it was wrong for Pence to have classified docs at home, and leave it at that. That's what should happen. And that's how, you know, you can have respect for people who have principles. But people who won't say that or move in that direction are people who are hypocrites, who lack principles. That's true. And the phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Prove the statement that I just made to be erroneous. Prove it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? You got any classified documents?
Hey,
you got any classified documents hiding anywhere?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. You never know. You know, if someone plants some on me, I guess I do. First off, if we the people are the government, ultimately, we must never forget that. That includes everyone, Republicans, Democrats, every minority group that's out there. We are all the government. Second is, this is, remember this phrase, if Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. Because that's the bottom line. Everything they say, I mean, these guys are imaginative, too. They have good imaginations. Because they'll say something that the Democrats are doing, and then 6 months later, you find out that they just did it. You know, the Democrats, you know, oh, they're pedophiles. Oh, 6 months later, here comes out a thing about some Republican that's, you know, diddling some kid. I mean, it's just they are, whatever they say, the Democratic Party ought to come back and say, you know what, if they're spewing it, they're doing it.
Hey, Tom,
and that's the bottom line.
You see how silent they are?
Where are they? Where's TJ?
Hey, man, come on.
Where's Dave?
Where's Lou? Man, come on, man.
They never call in that. You know, just like yesterday, you know, and yes, Dave, I respect you as well. But Dave was talking about California and how we have a government. First of all, California is the largest state in the whole union. And I'm sorry, we're a little bit different than all the other states that are out there. We have 10 million people in L.A. County alone. I'm surprised we don't have more, you know, problems with all the guns that we're still washed in. But the thing is, the guns are out there already, Dave, so therefore you're not going to, you know, be able to stop some of these shootings and things like that unless you, you know, go and ban the weapons of war and try to get them.
So,
and the other thing, too, is Dave was talking yesterday about firing squads and cutting off hands, and he calls himself a Christian. I'm so confused with these guys because the Jesus that I knew said turn the other cheek. The Jesus I knew actually was crucified because of capital punishment. And he wasn't guilty.
So, Tom.
I'm confused.
You know, I really want to focus on the fact that the Republicans, that this came out in mid-sentence while Ted Cruz was crucifying President Joe Biden for having documents. Yeah. And then in the middle of the sentence, he finds out that and Donald Trump said the exact same thing. Mike Pence is a good guy. He's never done anything wrong in his life. Leave Mike Pence alone. What are you talking
about?
You
see what the media has done. The media has already moved over away from Donald Trump in terms of what he actually did. And now they're trying to make the comparison between Joe Biden and
So, Tom, hang on, Tom.
Which is probably a fair comparison.
No, but hold on. We got CJ on the line. We've conjured him up.
Oh, good. Hey, CJ.
CJ, good morning. You're the one guy, at least with the courage, to attempt to try to explain the unexplainable. But go ahead.
Well, the mere fact that the president knew about this and his administration.
What?
6 days before the midterms that he had these
documents. No, we're talking about the fact. We're talking about the fact that Mike Pence, the former vice president of the United States, you have been, just like other Republicans, condemning Joe Biden. What do you say about Mike Pence now having been found with those documents? What do you say?
That's been handled differently. That's the point.
What do you mean? Well, how's it been handled differently?
The way the Department of Justice has been notified, the way the administration...
What are you talking about?
You want to conveniently not mention that this administration buried this before the midterms, knowingly
I'm going to cut you off because I'm not going to have
you
turn this around. I ask you to deal with the fact that Mike Pence has just been exposed for having documents that he shouldn't have. What are your thoughts?
But Joe Biden had him as senator, Earl. Joe Biden as senator had him. He's not supposed to leave the KIF. But the president, the vice president, doesn't have the coverage yet. The investigations will continue on. But you want to just avoid the facts about this president and
CJ, I'm not going. Listen, man, this is why I cut you off. Because there's no other talk show host anywhere in the country will allow somebody to change the subject that they're talking about. And so
you
cut off and people don't listen to
subject.
You. And people don't look. You're the guy changing the subject. The issue is the fact that Mike Pence has been found to have these documents. And what are your thoughts? Instead of you addressing that, you want to change the subject. Tom, you got anything you want to say to him before I cut him off?
Being accountable.
Tom, go ahead.
CJ. Could you just do one thing and just focus on the question that's ever asked you and just answer the question? Because the answer to the question, what Earl's asking you, is very, very simple. And I don't understand why it is that, you know, again, I will say it, if the Republicans, or I'm going to call them the hypocritical party, the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it. Thank you, Earl.
All right, thank you. Let me say to you, CJ, you know, you called and you did what you always have done. And because there is no answer to this other than, you know, if we're saying that Joe Biden has done a criminal act, then clearly if Mike Pence is in possession of these things, which he has equally done a criminal act. Anything other than that is a hypocrite. And I don't care how you attempt to bend and twist, you know, your response. Anything short of saying that Mike Pence should be handled in the same manner as President Joe Biden, because, you know, he was vice president at the time. And so, you know, that's the only answer to that. I don't care how you want to twist and turn. It shows the hypocrisy. Again, if my straight up answer would be to any of that, whether it was Democrat, Republican, whoever, if they did the exact same thing, they should be held to the exact same standard. But you don't have that in you. You don't have that in you. The only thing you have in you is to switch it to something else. You know, and that's why I can't have any further conversation with you on this. Thank you very much for your call. You know, it is, again, more than unnerving to watch people who know that there's a right and a wrong in this, but who won't do that. How can you be trusted in any conversation? Yeah, I'll just tell you straight up. Maybe it's because the way I live my life. CJ, maybe you and others live your life in a different manner. I live my life according to principles. Do I expect everybody else to do that? Yeah, I do, but it's not always that case. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, this is Jesse Waters, who is a commentator for Fox News on a show called The Five. And when he found out about Pence having these documents, Jesse Waters is bummed. Jesse Waters said Mike Pence also had documents. Now we have to show both sides. You know, I mean, Pence, seriously, we have this great thing going with Joe Biden. Yeah, and he just ruined it, is what Gutfield said. Janet Pirro, another conservative, said he did. Waters, come on, man. Gutfield, now what are we going to do? Because what they've been doing is clearly vilifying President Joe Biden, and they created the last couple weeks, their shows have been centered around vilifying Joe Biden for the documents. And now that they've found out that Pence has done the exact same thing, they've been exposed as hypocrites. So Waters seemed disappointed that Pence didn't engage in criminal behavior by not trying to hide the evidence. I mean, he could have just destroyed it. We never would have known, Waters suggested. Gutfield pointed out that Pence's honesty created another problem for the Fox News network. And we have to be fair and balanced on and show both sides, he said. Waters chimed in, I know. Now we have to show both sides. And you know, Pence is so clean, squeaky clean. It's nothing like the real bad documents that Joe Biden was squirreling away. Gutfield then wondered if Pence reported the documents just so people wouldn't forget him. Do you think he just wanted to be included? He asked rhetorically. Hey, he's like, hey, I'm running for president too. Investigate me. You know, I looked at some secret stuff too. Again, it's not funny. It exposes the hypocrisy of these people. And I don't know, you know, shouldn't at some point when you support things, shouldn't it be based at the root of them on right and wrong? Shouldn't that standard be the first standard of all of these things? I don't think I'm a special person. I don't. But I can tell you, the things that I support are based on right and wrong. Not left and right. Not blue and red. Not Democrat and Republican. Not black and white. It's based on what is right. And right has no color. It's not a D, it's not an R. We know what's right and what's wrong. And how do you, in the face of knowing that, just kick right to the curb and deal with wrong? Because, well, you know, I'm a conservative, and I got my chest poked out, and because, you know, this is what we conservatives believe. Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind right. I don't know how you can live in a world where you and I want to make sure that our children understand the difference between right and wrong. But as adults, that doesn't even come into play. You know what that makes you? A hypocrite. If right and wrong doesn't come into the equation at all, you know, you really don't have anything worth listening to. You don't. You're not even worth the time of trying to have a dialogue and a conversation with you if your views aren't based on what's right and what's wrong. Again, I don't think I'm anybody special. But if I'm, you know, hearing and listening as much as I do to many people on the right who know the difference, and want to debate and argue against right and put wrong up against right and argue from a position we know it's wrong, and they know it's wrong. I don't understand that. I don't know where you got that from. I hope and pray that you don't teach young people that, because if you do, the future of this nation is in jeopardy. I can understand that after you and my generation leaves here with all of this wrongheadedness, hopefully it'll be buried with us, this way of thinking. I pray that that will be buried with my generation, and that after we're gone, right-thinking people will inhabit this planet and do what's best for everybody. I really do. Can you imagine living in a world where justice prevails and where people work hard to be right, to do right? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how nice that would be? It's possible. Some of you may say, well, yeah, if you remove the Republicans. Oh, that's just a mild attempt at humor. Don't take it, you know, for anything other than a mild attempt at humor. But listen, try to base things on right and justice. This is a prime example. This is no big deal, but we can't even get that right. You're looking at this, you know, Mike Pence received the same kind of scrutiny that Joe Biden has, but you can't bring yourself to even have that discussion. You can't. Now you got to figure out a way to try to twist it. Come on, man. Maybe you need to look long and hard in the mirror. And kind of who is that that said, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change? I'm starting with the man in the mirror. A great philosopher. What's his name? Michael Jackson?
Yeah, Michael.
Okay. Yeah.